May God use and overrule my words. May God's word only be spoken and God's word only be heard. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is good to be back with you so soon. I'm glad to see that none of you have melted during this toasty fall we have had so far. I need you to know that I guaranteed it would rain last night by buying 2 sprinklers yesterday morning for the first time in my life ever. And Marty also washed her car. Today's gospel reading is an interesting one. It is rather short, only 5 sentences long, and it is full of some seemingly difficult images to connect. Mustard seeds and mulberry trees, slaves, disciples, and masters. One of the things that came to my mind as I was considering this gospel reading was a scene from a movie, The Matrix. I bet you were not ready for that one. If you are not familiar with The Matrix, it is a science fiction movie where the main character Neo finds out that his world is not as it appears to be. He is essentially living within a computer program created within the real world, which is ruled by machines. Not too far into the movie, a group of heroes that have discovered the truth about their false world find Neo and basically wake him up. He joins them in their fight against the machines that have taken over the world and discovers that he is exceptionally powerful. Now, the way that they go back and forth between real world and the world the machines have created is by plugging themselves in. Literally, like you might plug your phone in. This is also how they learn how to do new things like jumping from building to building or flying a helicopter. Or no building schematics or different fighting styles. All these things can be downloaded once they are plugged in. Their knowledge, their abilities, they all increase by the amount of programming that they are able to download into their system. So you can clearly see the direct correlation with today's gospel now, right? Our friends, the disciples, tell Jesus, "Increase our faith," in the text from Luke today. To make the connection from the Matrix, the disciples, in essence, are saying, "Jesus, download more faith into us." What a peculiar thing to ask of him. For one thing, faith is not a quantifiable thing. It is not measurable. We cannot fall short by not having enough or be highly successful from an abundance of it. Faith is pretty much an all or nothing deal. You have it or you don't. It is not downloadable and there are not updates required once a new version is available. Perhaps that is why Jesus replies in the way that he does, which admittedly has the possibility of coming across as a contradiction to what I just said. He says, if you had the faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, "Be uprooted and planted in the sea," and it would obey you. Arguably, a measure of faith. But that is not the point. By making this comparison, Jesus is telling his disciples, it is not the size of your faith that matters. Rather, it is that you have faith at all. If faith, the size of a mustard seed, can do such things, then having a larger amount becomes irrelevant. It's sufficiency, not quantity. Faith in this sense is not referring to the things that we believe, which can grow and widen and expand. It is referring to our understanding of God. The second part of this gospel needs attention as well. Once Jesus redirects them about their request to increase their faith, he goes into a metaphor of slaves and masters. At face value, in our English translation of the text, it seems like he is encouraging the drudgery of slavery, or servanthood might be a better interpretation. It is important to note that all throughout the Gospel of Luke, servanthood, discipleship, Obedience and these things lead to joy. They are the paths to living abundantly. The disciples would not have heard a gloomy message of, you better be obedient and miserable or else. They would have heard quite the opposite. Numerous Lucan characters rejoice over God's saving actions in and through the ministry of Jesus. Luke would be the last person to equate discipleship with drudgery. It is also important to note that this particular gospel reading comes right after Jesus' forgiveness directive. The disciples are asking for an increase in faith because they believe it will help them be more forgiving, because Jesus has set that as a priority. Forgiving the most repetitive sinner is more extraordinary than the slave tending the sheep or preparing the dinner, like in the text. Our ongoing commitment to the practice of forgiveness is, in other words, a reflection of our own faithfulness to Christ. There is a fortunate coincidence in our gospel reading about faith today and one of the saints that we celebrate this time of year, Saint Francis. And there is a parallel to something that is attributed to Saint Francis and our lesson from Jesus today. They are both not exactly what they seem. Or maybe it is better to say that they both require more than what we may initially see or hear. Besides the prayer of Saint Francis from our prayer book, which is a beautiful prayer, what do you know about him? He's the patron saint of animals. Later today, after this service, we will celebrate this aspect of Saint Francis with some critters that we have brought from Camp McDowell. He was a monk, or a friar more specifically. The Franciscan monks are an order created to follow the lifestyle that Francis lived. All true things. And I bet you have heard this quote about Francis as well. Preach the gospel at all times, and if necessary, use words. In and of itself, this is a great quote and a great way to live. It is a way of walking the walk without just talking the talk. Talking can sometimes fall short of the ways in which Christ has taught us to live. But by our actions, doing our preaching, there we see the fruit of faith. And just like our gospel needed a little unpacking today, so does this quote. It is not actually what Francis said. It is, however, a summation of a quote that is attributed to him. Preaching the gospel at all times, and if necessary, using words, is a small window into a much bigger picture. Francis said something more like this: it is no use walking anywhere to preach unless our walking is our preaching. As for me, I desire this privilege from the Lord, that never may I have any privilege from man, except to do reverence to all, and to convert the world by obedience to the holy rule, rather by example than by word. Francis, my man, he embraced the truth that the authority of the gospel he proclaimed with his mouth was given authority by the nature and character of the life he led. This way of life is what is at the heart of how we do things at Camp McDowell. As you may know, our guiding principle up there in God's backyard is the way the world could be. That, most often, is a measure of how we live and not what we say. By approaching each task as an opportunity to live out our faith, no matter how big or ordinary it may seem, we live into the teaching of Christ and the example of Francis. Our faith guides us into the ways our living and moving and being with one another in hopes of the way the world could be. Amen.